This is KCUR 89.3. A new college preparatory charter school is opening in Kansas City next week, and it's for girls only. But, as KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, the focus on single-gender education isn't the only thing that distinguishes KC Girls Preparatory Academy.
At a back-to-school ice cream social, soon-to-be fifth graders jump rope while their parents turn in any last-minute paperwork. De'Aaron Jamison is excited to start school next week, away from the boys at the charter she went to last year.
Most of the boys in my class were pretty mean, and it like kind of made me upset all the time because they always like had to do something to people.
De'Aaron's mother, Monique Cannon, was intrigued by the postcard she got in the mail saying that a new tuition-free all-girls school was opening. She thought her daughter might do better away from the boys' teasing.
But I also wanted her to be at a school where she could be herself, be familiar with people who look like her, have the same dreams.
And that's where school leader Tara Haskins comes in. Haskins, who has a Black father and a Latina mother, didn't have any teachers who looked like her growing up. And she's heard again and again from parents that neither have their girls.
I almost get emotional because for a mother to say, my daughter goes to school, and none of her teachers look like her. And I didn't hear it from one parent. I didn't hear it from two. I heard it from almost every single dinner or event that we had.
Only 7% of Missouri's teacher workforce is non-white, according to the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. But KC Girls Prep has been able to build a diverse staff by making sure 75% of applicants are candidates of color. Haskins says hiring educators of color changes how students of color are taught.
Our humanities class is starting with Indigenous People Unit, but it's not told from a story of pain and oppression. It's not told from the point when Columbus came. We're telling it from the point of a young girl and her navigating her culture, and our girls are able to form a connection and see the beauty of Indigenous people.
Tom Krebs is the CEO of KC Girls Prep. He says school leaders are committed to building a feminist, anti-racist institution.
Most schools don't start with that as an explicit focus from the very beginning, and therefore tend to replicate paternalistic, racist systems.
In the beginning, Krebs took some heat for being a white guy who was the public face of a movement to open an all-girls college preparatory school for students of color.
There's been a very clear goal from our board from the very earliest days because of the influence of our community conversations and the sort of mission of the school to make sure that our demographics match the neighborhood that we served.
KC Girls Prep is on track to open next week with 100 fifth graders. The plan is to grow one grade per year until the school is full. But to do that, the school will have to distinguish itself in a charter market some say already has too many schools. About 45% of students in Kansas City attend charter schools. That's why Haskins says the focus has to be on building relationships with families who live in the neighborhood who might not know there's a school for their daughters at 17th and Van Brunt.
So families who may not know how to navigate schools in Kansas City, families who may not know that we are tuition-free, we are test-free, our goal is to get you here.
For the last several months, KC Girls Prep has been holding family dinners to get to know prospective students. Haskins remembers meeting one girl who said her best subject was science.
And I said, oh, it's so nice to see you again. You told me about, you know, you want to learn about science. Tell me more now that we're sitting down together. And she was like, actually, I want to learn how to build cars. And I said, wow.
Haskins was impressed that this fourth grader already knew what she wanted to be when she grew up. So Haskins decided to let her in on a secret. KC Girls Prep had just hired a cancer researcher to teach the science class.
I told her, your science teacher is a real scientist, and her face lit up.
She's starting Monday with the rest of KC Girls Prep's inaugural class. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.